Hello everyone, and welcome to Lost in Translation. This is an August 1st, so a Diver Day special, and what we'll be doing is we'll be doing a commentary for the first episode of Digimon Adventure, and then we'll be doing a commentary of Digimon Adventure : which is the 2020. Do not laugh at the word colon. It's written as Digimon Adventure, and then the symbol is the colon, bottom.
Got it.
Anyway, so it's Digimon Adventure : and we're watching the first episode from the reboot as well as the original series. And I am joined by Brady.
Yeah.
Who likes Hikakumon because the walrus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I've had Brady on for a lot of the commentary episodes, a few try episodes as well. So that's basically Brady's knowledge of Digimon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever watch the first season?
No.
So you don't. You've probably not seen the first episode of Adventure before.
No.
You know Agumon though.
Mm-hmm.
You know Agumon.
Yeah.
And Palmon.
Yeah.
All right. So what we'll be doing is the same for the other commentary episodes. Is that I will go 3, 2, 1, play, and then we'll all play when we hit play. So we'll be starting off with Digimon Adventure Episode 1, which is the 1999 season, so the original season. So I'm ready to start, and I'm just going. I'm watching both Digimon Adventures on Anime Lab because that's what's available in Australia and New Zealand. I think in the US it's Hulu and VRV, but I'm not 100%. But you can also just watch the DVDs. So we're watching the English dub of Digimon Adventure because that's all that's available. And we'll obviously be watching the English sub for the reboot, because that's also all that's available. So, yeah. So we'll begin. 3, 2, 1, play. This is the opening.
Yeah.
You look scared.
I'm familiar with TV.
You look scared. It's the English version of the opening. They really sing, the lyrics sing about what you're to expect in this show. What do you think his name is?
Hmm?
If you had to guess, the big evil looking thing. What would you think his name is?
Evil man. Evil.
Close.
Mon.
It's Devimon.
Okay.
There is an Evilmon, but the dub actually changed it to Vilemon. Mm. But the original version had it as Evilmon. So it's actually August 1st on this day.
Right.
But he says middle of July.
Okay.
In the dub.
Why?
But then the weird thing is he goes back and says that the day where they went to camp was August 1st.
Why do they give them English names?
Because you can't say it, because I guess English kids can't say a lot of the Japanese names, so they just give them English nicknames.
Oh. Except him, okay.
Yeah, except for Joe, Mimi, and Sora.
Mm-hmm. That's nope.
No, well, this is this is the 90s. They didn't have Wi-Fi.
All right, yeah, but
it's the 90s.
Okay.
And it's Japan, and they use their mobiles for everything from then and still now.
Okay.
What?
This time of year, localized entirely to your kitchen?
Yep, in your summer camp.
We're just going to stand here and take it.
Yeah, they're children. They don't know what's going on. But yeah, you're right. They didn't actually move out of the way. I would have.
Yep, except for that one guy with a fish-shaped hole through him.
Oh, no. What?
Okay. I don't know, 1999, I probably would have said, what, pager?
Yeah, but that also... Japan. Yeah. Izzy's the smart one.
Yeah, got it.
Joe is the nervous one, Mimi's the girl. Reminds me of one of those
XP screens.
So yeah, I really do like the backdrops.
Well, they might even be like paint. Well, I suppose they're all drawn, right?
Yeah. I didn't realise rabies was thing. It's still a thing in America.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Like, I'm fairly certain they eradicated in, like, England and Australia, and I thought everywhere, but I guess I was wrong.
Well, most places, pretty sure. But we have a huge bat population, so...
Yeah, but we're just told not to touch bats.
No. One of the major problems is that you can't feel a bat biting you sometimes, especially if you're asleep, tiny teeth.
Yeah.
And you may not even know.
Well, now so. I'm scared of bats, thanks.
Yeah, you should be terrified. Rabies, if you ever looked it up, terrified.
Oh, no, I know what happens in rabies because I've watched Scrubs.
Then these guys have rabies, so...
Maybe. Tide seems to think so.
This is just a rip-off of Mega Man.
Mega Man? What, NT Warrior?
No, the one where they've got, like, a gamepad and they walk around and they, like, duel each other and they plug it in.
Oh, Jack In.
Jack In.
Yeah, that's the Game Boy Advance game, isn't it?
No, there's a whole TV show.
I didn't watch. I don't think I ever watched any of the Mega Man anime. I watched Metabots. Metabots was good.
We know he can climb trees because it started with him
in a tree.
So now we know that he has tree climbing skills.
I don't think he ever does that ever again.
It's just something he can only really do three times. So
well, he's done it twice.
Third time for every time. All I see is a poorly painted backdrop.
I like how he...
How did he get up the tree?
You just saw him use his ears.
Okay.
Remember he was in the first Try movie when they're all old?
Okay.
I don't know why I said that so quietly. I never knew why they didn't translate the analyzer screens.
I don't know what's going on there.
They're just giving information about the Digimon.
It's blood type.
Yeah.
Okay, he's dead.
He should be dead.
How did he know his name? What?
He asked him, and did he said Coromon.
No, he didn't. He just say, "Isn't your name Coromon?" Didn't he? Just...
Yeah, I think he introduced himself before.
Okay.
Are you not following the?
No, I'm not following
incredibly
the plot.
Cerebral
really
plot, plot line. Well, tough. That's Kuwagamon, okay. And he's angry, and he's a bug.
All right. What he should do is grab the pink ball by the ears and slingshot him.
Why?
Into the bug.
They're now going to Hogwarts. All right.
Oh, okay. Okay, thanks. It's a digital tree.
What?
We could really only afford that one scene and
yeah.
Sort of animation budget cuts.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of stock footage in the first season.
Okay. Yep.
I like him, he's fat. The voice actress for this Digimon follows me on Twitter, and we were DMing each other photos of our dogs once.
That's nice.
Yeah, she's really great.
Okay.
She was also the lady in the Ghostbusters cartoon.
This is my weird basketball.
I love him. What? He's polite.
That one can fly, apparently.
I don't know why. It's a water type. That's the name of the show.
Does Pokemon exist in this universe? Or...
No.
Alright.
No, there's another season where they watch this TV show.
Okay.
And
this TV
the,
show?
Yeah, this TV show. And the main character makes his own OC Digimon. And then the OC Digimon comes to life.
Great. So you draw it?
He draws it.
Fantastic.
And he plays the card game. And it's everyone's favourite season.
Okay.
Because it's everyone's dream.
Why?
Same.
A 2 foot tall, it's fine.
Yeah, he's 8. Everyone else is 10.
Oh, okay, that might make sense. That's it. Now that we've established the premise, this is it, right? Now that's it for an entire season. This is it.
Yeah.
Okay. They'll be finding a different thing out each episode.
Yeah, it's
and
of course,
screaming.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Basically, yeah.
Right.
And when things go wrong, that's when the Digimon's gonna get strong. I love Tanemon so much, I would die for her.
I've seen this one, he turns into a spider.
Which one?
That one.
That one?
It turns to a spider.
Probably. They turn into a lot of things.
He's in a movie and he's got a clock.
No, no, he's not Diaboromon.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's got a... He looks like that before.
No.
Grabs a clock.
No.
Yep.
Infamon is just red and a bug. That's what they have in common.
There he is. Again. If they kill him now, they can save having that whole movie.
Thanks, Matt.
What's the translation? We should have it.
There's nothing.
Should have been in Japanese. Oh, they're not saying anything.
Yeah. The thing with the English dub is that I will just put anytime there's no visible mouth,
right.
They will just put in noise, even if there's silence.
Right.
A lot of people don't like the dub because of all the silly jokes.
Right. I guess the kids show.
Yeah.
Maybe they're a little bit more serious in Japan. Well, they are actually the kids. I suppose they're a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot less random jokes.
Also, people die in the Japanese one.
Oh, yeah.
That guy had a gun.
Yeah, we saw that episode where they go to the jail in the digital world. Yeah, it's actually death. Yeah. He murders them.
That's something like they went to a farm. That's what you're telling them.
I'm pretty sure Sora just stepped on Tanemon.
Yep. Looks fine.
Quick, go to the edge of this cliff.
That makes sense. Why? You didn't do anything.
You just kind of fell into a bush.
Okay, that's silence.
It's constant. Especially
they're facing near certain death.
Yeah. It's especially in the early parts of the season. Sometimes Digimon won't have visible mouths, and, the English dub writers have a field day.
Yeah, I've seen Neon Genesis, so not having a visible mouth doesn't really help anything, does it?
Yeah, no. I love him.
Okay.
I love him too. I love him.
They just don't look like they have any awareness of their fate at all.
They're
just
babies.
Got a blank stare. Oh, except that one.
Who has many teeth.
Yep. What, weren't they just flying through the air?
Yeah, that was a commercial break.
What, they were just... Oh, now they're going through the... Okay.
Yeah.
Right, just making sure there's no continuity errors.
Back in the day with commercial breaks, when everything you could watch was on TV.
Yeah.
It's Aurora Borealis again.
Hmm.
Oh, good man. I hope you're catching all their names, by the way. There's going to be a quiz later.
I've actually forgotten all of them already. I'll name them all. I know that one.
Yeah.
That's the evil one.
He's not.
They're fighting him right now. In the meantime, while they were doing this, the giant bug has just massacred all of them.
My favourite.
Mm.
I love Palpatine.
He's been screaming the entire duration, about 30 seconds, just a straight scream.
Yeah. Sometimes in Digimon, they will attack during evolutions, but it's rarely seen.
Okay. Oh. His voice totally changed.
Yeah.
Is it the same guy?
I don't know. With some of them, it is definitely the same, but okay. I'm not sure about Coromon.
He's like the main guy.
Yeah. Tentomon's
He wouldn't have attacked too hard because they're working together. You can literally see they're the same guy.
Yeah, but the English dub director voices Tentomon in a couple of things. So that's a bit of trivia.
Fantastic.
As I said, there's a quiz later. Palmon's my favourite, though.
Okay. This is Pokemon, I just want you to know that.
It's not Pokemon, because they're in danger.
Alright.
He's fine.
He's gone to jail.
Yeah, he's gone to jail in the bush. On fire.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, I don't know either. There was... You can see his mouth, so the dub writers decided to make him say that for some reason.
Yeah, vaporware is like a term for software that never sort of emerges. Like, they talk about it, and then, you know, it just never amounts to anything.
Yeah, so he became something that didn't amount to anything.
Well, no, you have to have... He was something to start with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, never mind. Well, I'm not going to find out what happens. We're going to end on a cliffhanger. I mean,
yeah, it's literally a cliffhanger. Thanks. Oh,
it's funny. So I'm not going to know what happens now.
No.
All right, oh, what's this? Oh, it's
the who made it? Saban. That's who had the rights.
Like a brand of yogurt. Is that not?
It does sound like a brand of yogurt. But yeah, the next episode starts off with Tai Chi saying, "Hey, this is what happened last time. Talk about a cliffhanger." And, so that was the first episode. What did you think?
Yeah, that's pretty basic, I guess. I can see how it would appeal to kids. If that's...
Yeah, well, it appealed to me.
Because, like, progression is the main thing. Like, people like progression. So, like, things that did evolve, then, you know, people want to see what comes next.
And there's all those characters. How about all the characters you were introduced to? You were introduced to 7 kids, 7 Digimon, who then evolved into 7 different Digimon.
Yep.
And Kuwagamon.
Yep.
So that's a lot of characters to learn the name of.
Sure.
And they'll have different names.
I remember them.
Okay.
I can see the picture right now.
Okay. We're looking at the picture, which is just basically the 7 kids and their 7 Digimon. So can you name them?
Yes.
Okay, let's go with the guy with the blue hair and glasses. What's his name?
Joe.
Okay, well, good. Well done. Yeah. The short kid, red hair, orange shirt.
This is tough. I don't know. I didn't know that was going to be an actual quiz.
Well,
I'm just going to call him orange for his shirt.
You gave me the idea. Kid next to him, blonde hair, green turtleneck.
That's Yuki.
Okay.
You can tell by the hair.
Now it's Matt, and also the orange shirt, that's Izzy.
Okay.
One of the characters we didn't actually meet, because she comes in later, guy in the middle with the goggles.
Yeah, I actually don't. I really don't remember.
The main character.
I don't remember.
It's something that you can wear around your neck.
Goggles.
Okay, well done. His name's Ty. Because
he's named after his goggles.
No, his name's Ty. Kid with the green hat, yellow hair.
Krillin.
Okay, no, it's TK. Girl with the blue beanie, which is also a bicycle helmet.
No, I don't remember.
Sora. Pink hat.
What?
Pink hat girl.
Oh, no, I don't remember.
Mimi. Okay, what about the Digimon? Okay. The one in the center, who is orange.
Aggro Man.
Okay, well done. The white seal-looking thing to the far left.
No.
Gomamon.
Nope.
The one underneath, the red ladybug.
Diaboromon, actually, because I've seen the movie, I know who it is, and we all know he's evil. That's why.
Okay, Tentomon, but I'm going to give you a point just for knowing another Digimon's name.
Yes.
The green plant with the pink flower.
Plant Master.
Okay, close, Palmon. And the yellow, orange hamster with the big wings.
I don't know the proper name, but his name translated from Japanese means when pigs fly.
Actually, it is.
Seriously?
Okay, it's the onomatopoeia for flying.
Okay.
Which is.
Pata, it looks like a hamster with wings.
His name's Patamon. Right. The pink bird.
Oof. No.
Her name's Biomon in English and Piomon in Japanese. And
that's it.
Yeah, no, we've got the wolf with the yellow horn.
He's wearing someone's skin. That's the guy. I remember that one. That's the one he wears like a coat. It doesn't really cut. Like, he takes it off.
Yeah, he can take it off.
He takes it off. Horrifying. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Okay,
how come no one else has accessories? Oh, the cat does, meow.
The cat does take off her gloves because she actually has a scar from this evil vampire who was her master and who gave her a scar from a whip.
Spoilers. Spoilers. Because
you would watch all this show.
Now I know that the gloves are just an accessory from Hot Topic or something that they're not even.
She keeps them on, like, all the time. They're actually part of herself. Right. She evolves from something without the gloves.
And the red one can take his shell off to reveal his clock.
Maybe. So. So the blue wolf with the horn is Gabumon. Sure. And, okay, so now we can watch the Digimon. See, it's Digimon Adventure : it's actually said Digimon Adventure, but I just liked calling it Digimon Adventure.
And they changed the logo.
That's Toei.
Pretty horrifying.
Yeah, remember we went to.
That's like the Cat in the Hat, but worse.
Yeah, remember we went to the museum for Toei? Yeah. So that's the logo, but he's animated now.
He stared at me when I was at the museum because I'm not a child. They were like.
Yeah,
two adults going to a child's museum.
Yeah, but we were white. They'll probably see a lot of white people.
We were white.
Yeah, we were very white.
At the time.
It's pretty quiet. But, yeah. Are you ready for.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll be doing the same 3-2-1 play when we watch this. So we're, again, watching it on Anime Lab. This is on Crunchyroll, VRV, Hulu, Netflix Japan, and obviously Anime Lab where we're watching it. So we'll begin. So 3-2-1 play. And I'll make it full screen.
Mm. I don't know if anyone's going to say that, but that's actually pretty scary.
What, the Puss in Boots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't read the subtitles because.
Oh, the microphone? I will move the microphone out of the way.
Okay. You're just going to hold it in the air for 20 minutes?
I didn't think this through. If I put it here, can you read them?
In exactly the same spot as it was? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'll put them here and I'll.
No, but I mean, that's fine. Just put it.
I'm sorry, I'm moving the
microphone. It's the intro now. It's fine.
Can you read the subtitles?
Yeah, I can see, yeah.
They all have different clothes now, by the way.
They modernized it.
Yeah.
Because,
that's a Digimon.
He's standing in a cityscape looking back.
Also, I'm not sure if you noticed, but this part was in the intro for the the original version, but it's just him in this version. Yeah.
I think his head is bigger.
No, I think he's always had a pretty big head.
No, it's a bigger head. Yeah, his head's bigger and his neck is narrower, I swear to God.
I think it's just modernized the animation. But yeah, no, I see what you mean.
Hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, they've made the neck narrower. Like.
I like Agumon. I almost said Agumon.
Spoilers. So they've already, like, they already show that, all yes. that stuff. I don't think they showed
it. Yeah, they did. They did in the original, yeah. Talk about a spoiler, by the way.
Because he has electric stuff on him? Is that?
No, they made him evolve to the most evolved form.
Okay.
And then that, Skull obviously.
Metal War Machine Grey Man.
Close enough. One of those ones. I think this might be Goku's voice, but I'm not 100%.
Sounds like Goku.
Yeah. Goku's voice was also in in the season where he makes his own Digimon, and he was the main character's Digimon. Also, I can't remember, so this might be wrong, but the main tie in this is Naruto. Or maybe... Yeah,
probably. I don't know.
No, he's Boruto, the voice, I think, but I'm not 100%. He's either Naruto or Boruto. There's something there.
So they're not at camp this time?
No. He's preparing for camp.
Okay.
And also, he doesn't live in Odaiba anymore. See, it's Hachiko.
Yeah.
We went there.
Is that a joke?
What?
A bug spray? Didn't they say that in the first episode? Yeah, like, in the dub, yeah. I bought some bug spray. Yeah, he sounds like he's about 10 years older.
Yeah. See, he's got a hoodie now, and not just that collared shirt.
Character development.
But he's also wearing sandals with socks.
Well, they've got smartphones now, because...
Yeah.
Is that going to be, like, they just... Is it an app now? You know, like, the GPS is an app?
Not really, but there was a show... The previous Digimon season was called Digimon Universe Happy Monsters, and they were all apps. Mm. And it was the best season of Digimon, because it was well written. Also, this was his laptop that we saw.
In the tablet now.
Yeah.
It's probably more familiar to Japanese people. Apparently a lot of them still don't have laptops or like home computers. It's still a lot of mobile devices. Yeah. That's what they're big on, so...
Oh, they've been big on mobile devices for ages.
Yeah, since the pager. But yeah. When was the original show made?
The original show was late 90s.
Yeah.
It's set August 1st, 1999.
Yeah, internet home usage, I think, was around 1993 or so. I think that was when it became more... So probably not adopted in Japan for ages. Or not in Japan, adopted already for 10 years on a different... Yeah, mobile devices.
Well, when I went to Japan in 2008, I was doing a homestay, and they only had one computer in the house, and it was like this dinosaur computer from like the late 90s. Like
a Pentium or something.
Yeah, and it was only for emails. And no one had laptops.
So you know it's a real crisis, there's something wrong with the trains.
Mm. Yeah, I guess that is true.
So they didn't have phones in the original series then, I guess?
Not really, no.
They call each other on the Digivice.
In season 4, the main character gets an SMS on his like really ancient phone. It's season
is it
4.
A pager, is that?
No, it's just one of those, it's like a flip phone sort of thing. It's like 2003 when it came out. And he runs to the station because the SMS tells him to go there. And then when he's on the train, the phone becomes a Digivice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's not go into that.
That's the one with the train that you said eats people.
Oh, yeah.
Which is fairly illegal to do.
Yeah. Yeah, they took that stuff pretty seriously. Fair evasion. It's just flickering now. Is he going to Digivolve?
Maybe.
That's happening right now.
gym. I dropped my phone and smashed the screen last night.
Okay, fantastic.
Just remembered.
So he's in the phone now. All right, good.
He's in the network.
What's the age group for this?
The what?
What's the age group for this?
For the characters or for the viewers?
For the demographic.
Oh, like probably 10?
10.
I'd say same as the original.
Okay.
Why?
No, it's all good. How old are you?
27.
Okay, all right. It's all good.
I like it, though.
Yeah, it's okay to like things.
Yeah. The ones...
Taking that cube home, though.
The ones where they're older, that's aimed at my demographic.
It's like Rugrats growing up. Remember when they had that?
Yeah, I remember that. I liked that show. Teenagers. There was meant to be another one.
Punched the pixels out of him.
Yeah. But same Digimon.
I remember him.
Yeah. He ate watermelon with his ears.
Exact same one, though. They didn't change his design.
No.
Give him an accessory or something?
No. No, all their Digimon are the same. And same evolutions.
Same gloves.
Less characters have gloves this time. Like, he's not wearing gloves at the moment. A lot of people are complaining that all the characters are so fearless. Also, look at the characters.
Yeah, I don't notice anything about this. What's wrong with them?
Just, it's all the characters that we saw in the first episode of the last season.
It's a reboot, right?
Yeah, it's a reboot.
Of course they're here. Why would they not be here?
Because that's all we see of them for a couple of episodes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense, I guess. You can't introduce... They don't do that anymore. You don't introduce, like, 7 people. You can spend an episode on each person, right?
Also, he gets a symbol.
The chosen one, wise man.
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
He's 7.
Yeah.
All right.
In the original, they all have crests. And,
Like a chicken?
Yeah, chicken crests. His is the crest of knowledge, and Ty's is the crest of courage.
Okay.
And that's what those symbols are. Program
for courage.
Yeah. Well done. You remembered a line. I'm very proud of you.
It's different.
Yeah, the Digivice has no buttons now.
What are they doing? Will they voice activate it?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not how he'd be looking, because his eyes are directly on the side of his head.
Yeah, he wouldn't be able to see anything.
That's not, yeah. Hmm. That's his voice?
Yeah.
For the whole thing?
That's his voice in the original. Oof. So, yeah.
I learned about that from Naruto. It's called a Konoha Senpu. I've seen that before.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Is it an ad break?
Ad break, eye catcher. Anime has those.
Now it's like a proper shonen.
Yeah. Except they don't have as many flashbacks. Like
50 times more aggressive in this than
the
other one.
Yeah, it's because they have a budget that they can make them fight.
Oh, right.
Because before it was just like... they used.
He's not even saying the attack. How does it work if he doesn't yell it?
See how it's using less stock footage? The original used a lot of stock footage for their attacks.
Who made this? What company?
Toei, same company.
Okay, big company then.
Toei was the original. That
what
was just
the telephone now?
Yep. It could do that in the original. It just only did it like once or twice.
Plot.
Yeah.
And he's fighting the things from Zelda. Is that right?
Yeah. Right. Now he has his gloves.
It's a head crab. Oh, is that actually what it is? Is it trying to suck his brain out?
Yeah, I think so.
Because it's got like an opening on the bottom.
Yeah, his name's Algomon.
Algimon?
But maybe he is trying to eat his brain.
Because it's got a big opening, closing fixture on the bottom.
I didn't think about that, but that is terrifying.
It's trying to absorb his information or something.
It's like the brain-eating slug from Futurama. Oh, Algomon smiles.
Snaggletooth. The net.
Yeah. Remember the movie you watched? They were also inside the net.
This is the digital world.
No.
They're in the digital world.
No, they're not.
Yeah. Yep. Prove me wrong. I think I know a little bit more about Digimon.
You are an expert with your plant master. It's funny.
They all what?
Now he shouts it.
He changed his name, though.
It's always been...
Pepper Blast.
No, it's always been Baby Flame. The dub changed it to Pepper Breath.
Okay. He didn't say the full thing.
He did. He said, we are Digimon live in the digital world. Oh, okay. Monsters who live in the digital world. Ergo, and digital then monsters. Yes, colon. Digimon, digital monsters, colon. I kind of wish they went with the real name, but I guess if this is a true reboot.
Okay. It's not really a true reboot. Oh, okay. It's a reboot, not a remake, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, remake would be exactly the same story.
I'm really disappointed if they don't fight the bug.
What? Which bug?
The bug.
Kuwagamon. They fought a different bug, which was surprising, but not in this episode. Episode 8 comes out tomorrow. I'm pretty excited.
Space Invaders. Really, though? The what? Traffic light monster, is that what we're saying?
Yeah, he's eating technology.
Why?
Because he's Digimon.
They are eating stuff. That's what that thing does.
Yeah.
So they're moving along like a...
It's eating the net.
What's a catfish?
Catfish.
Yeah, or a snail.
Yeah. That's the Yamanote line.
Why are these guys bad?
Because they're eating the net.
But why are they bad?
I don't know. Right. I don't actually know. They haven't explained that in the show yet.
I just need some plot from these guys. Are they still fighting this guy 7 episodes long for real?
No, they're in the digital world now.
Right. That's where they are now.
No.
Yep. It's pretty digital to me.
Also, he's killing them.
Forever. They're going to jail.
Yeah, they go to jail. What?
That's a Mission Impossible sort of...
Yeah.
Peace out. Oh, no, he digivolved.
Yeah, or just evolve in the Japanese version.
Right.
Don't know why they didn't give him pupils in this version.
He doesn't really need them.
No.
This is the thing from Zelda, right? It's got the big purple line.
It does look a lot like a thing from Zelda.
It doesn't talk?
No.
All right, doesn't scream?
No.
I prefer the ones that scream.
You prefer the ones that scream? Oof. That was very flashy.
Yeah. He's gonna digivolve, I can tell. Maybe not. Okay, yeah. See?
How do you know things?
There's only like 3 minutes left in the show, so something better happen. Okay. There's a much nicer animation.
Yeah. Well, it's also like 20 years later.
He's attacking when he's digivolving.
Yeah. They like to acknowledge that time passes during the evolutions now.
Okay. It's much more natural because he's like stretching out.
Yeah. You'd be amazed how rarely that actually happens. They actually show that evolution is like a...
Well, this is the showcase now, right? This is the episode one.
Yeah.
Gonna show everyone's favorite dinosaur man.
Dinosaur man with helmet.
His voice doesn't echo now, too. Kick that squid's shit in. That's...
What?
What's like with the jazz sting there? Like
the... I don't know either, but I kind of like it.
Naruto.
No.
This is not even shonen.
It is shonen, yes. But they haven't done a flashback yet, so it's not that shonen, is it?
No, I'm looking forward to the flashback in this episode.
Hey, do you remember that time 5 minutes ago? I like how horrific Algamon is.
Yeah, this is pretty, like, organic and, like, it's...
Mm.
Like, I'm going to call him Electro Squid.
Electro Squid.
This is a homage to the Harry Potter battle, the wand fight, where they're... Nope, never mind. Okay. Literally a mushroom cloud, by the way. That's...
Yeah.
What's going on now? Why is he hot?
He's a literal fire dragon.
Okay.
He's allowed to be hot.
He's got fire aura now.
Yeah. This Naruto. Aren't there auras in that? He's charging his...
Chakra.
Chakra, there, that's what it's called. Oh, she's Nen from Hunter
Why
Hunter.
Why is the electric squid so much more, like, machine-based and he's organic?
Because some Digimon are machine-based.
Right.
Also, Algamon is a computer bug.
Okay. So like, he's not a real Digimon?
No, he's a Digimon.
Okay.
He'd actually previously only shown up in one movie and it was only a fully evolved version of him.
Which is what we just saw?
No.
Okay.
It was in one movie that didn't come out in English.
No, don't spoil it for me. No, don't spoil it.
In a different season.
Did you know? Who's kosher? Which
Izzy, right. Orange shirt man.
They made his head bigger too.
Yeah.
Everyone's head is bigger in this.
The design for Agumon.
Look at his neck!
Yeah, I know, but Agumon's head keeps on getting bigger throughout the years.
He needs to see a doctor about that.
Mm.
He's just got, like, a widget for that. What is going on there? Where did he come from?
He was watching. You just saw him.
He didn't even help.
No, he didn't help. That was the episode. What? That's you. That's Matt. Green shirt man, but he's got a purple shirt now.
Everything's purple in this.
And this is the ending song.
Why is he sad?
Because that's his character. He's edgy.
Okay.
I don't know why he gets, like, this shoujo ending theme.
Why does he get... It's all like he's wearing a mask. He's dying. Fair enough.
He's the one that with the Tsunomon, which is the little orange one that evolves into the wolf with the... Where someone's clothes.
Skin.
Yeah.
Skin. Definitely skin. He takes it off when he goes swimming.
Yeah. But that is, he has his adult form, which is called Garurumon, and he's a big wolf. his quest is friendship.
Some Naruto Sasuke stuff.
Yeah.
The orange and blue. Yeah. You know, classic color scheme there. Do you ever think Death Note?
Yeah, I had seen Death Note.
Yeah. Same thing, red and blue.
Yeah. Now we get a preview for the next episode.
Spoilers.
Episode 2.
Oh, he's evolved again.
Yeah, well, that was... that's the reboot, which is Digimon Adventure Colon. What did you think about the...
Well, it was much better than the original.
Yeah? In terms of animation?
Yeah.
What about in terms of enjoyment?
Yeah, I think it was much better than the original. A lot more stuff happens.
Did you prefer how we only met, like, 3 characters?
I think that's just the norm now.
Yeah.
You know, the other one, they get everybody out all at once.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
So if you had to continue watching one of these, you'd watch the reboot?
Probably newer stuff.
Yeah.
You know, newer stuff is nicer. People prefer to watch newer stuff, I think.
Yeah. Well, there's, like with Hunter x Hunter, they did I think it was a complete remake, wasn't it? Like, not a reboot.
No.
With Hunter x Hunter, there was like we've watched the 2011 version.
Yeah, some of it, I don't really...
Like
that's
it.
A weird pacing again. That show has really weird pacing.
Yeah.
Because where you think they would spend a lot of time on something, they don't. And when when they wouldn't spend a lot of time on something, it seems like they spend a long time.
Well, that's like shonen for you. Like they have
they had the massive training. Like I remember.
The giant door.
They're like, we're gonna have to train, and they spent a whole season or arc, whatever you call it, going to the mountain.
Yeah.
And then
the door took an episode.
And then the door's like, all right, we can open it now. We're good.
Like, yeah, I thought that was the next arc.
That was really strange.
It was like...
Next arc would have been called, like, the Door of...
Yeah.
Stone or...
Yeah, they just opened it up.
Yeah.
Remember the time they fell in, like, a giant pit to get eggs? A bunch of people
died.
Yeah,
all those people died. Yeah. Like 50 people. They're like, this is the trial. The first part, you have to run for ages.
You have to run for, like, 50 kilometers.
Second part, you have to fall down this, like, the world's largest cliff and potentially die. And the third part is a math test. And they're like, oh, what was it saying about again? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you fall down the hole and die? Okay.
Yeah. And then the guy took the other guy's arm off.
And yeah, the face, the guy Hisoka. With the big face, yeah. Ahsoka's cool.
The clown.
Yeah, so if you had to give 5 stars to both these episodes, like, well, out of 5 stars. Yeah, not give 5 stars to both, amount of stars out of 5 would you give?
I'd give the original one a 1 star. Because,
original?
Because, like, it just feels like a rush, sort of.
Yeah.
Like, then again, I don't have any more Japanese children's TV shows from... Oh, wait, no, I do.
You would have loved
Watch Time. To compare it to Naruto. Does that
yeah,
count?
Naruto counts. It's like from the same era too. One Piece, Naruto, they're all shonen.
Okay, well, they're all totally different then, because Digimon's the only one that had all the characters and everything so rushed, because in One Piece they took a long time to introduce all the characters.
Yeah.
Most shows do that. They take ages.
Well, yeah, we're up to episode 30, and they're just introducing Sanji, or whatever his name is, and they haven't met the reindeer man yet.
Reindeer man. Oh, his name's...
Tony Chopper, or whatever.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't met him yet, but, and what about the reboot?
Of what?
Reboot of Digimon.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm not you know, it's hard to base. What year did it come out?
It came out April this year.
What's another recent children's, like, anime show?
I don't know. Pokemon Yokai Watch?
Kids would like that more than Pokemon.
Yeah, well, I always preferred Digimon as a kid.
Pokemon popular in Japan, is that?
We went there. We saw all the shops.
Saw the Pikachu like spruiking bank loans and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, I think kids would like the new. Like, I think you know, what's the other show? Cyberman.
What?
Cyberman.
Ultraman.
Ultraman.
Yeah, kids love Ultraman. Ultraman's been big for a while in Japan.
Yeah, so I don't know what it's competing with. I don't know what the stats are on how many like millions of viewers they got. If a million, I don't know what they break over there. Like,
Well, it's airing in the morning on Japanese TV on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. So that's the time slot. It's a 9 a.m. Sunday morning time slot. Mm-hmm. But I don't even know what kids are watching nowadays. Like, what anime do kids watch? I just know Pokemon.
The morning show in Australia.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, they got some variant of Cheese TV or something like that, they call it.
I think Yu-Gi-Oh! Is still going.
Yeah, I don't know, like a new series. Oh, yeah, they made a few new series.
They made Brains, I think it's called.
Yeah.
So I'm As I said, it's still airing. It went on hiatus for a while because of COVID. Like, it after episode 3, it was on hiatus until late June.
Mm.
And we're only up to episode... As of recording this, episode 8 is coming out tomorrow. No. But are you just going to scroll through Anime Lab to see what else is on now?
No, I just... Like, it's so hard to get into stuff now, you know?
Yeah. Icky Townsend.
I like My Hero Academia. It's a cool show.
Yeah, well, but that's sort of... I think that's for an older... That's still shonen, but it's for the... Well, Anime Lab's giving it MA 15+, apparently. Which is weird.
Which one?
My Hero Academia.
There's a lot of blood.
Yeah.
I don't know what they base that on, but there's a lot of, like...
Mm.
I mean, that's the same ranking as Icky Townsend, though, and... You know,
that's
like,
weird. that is very weird.
And Bikini Warriors is R18+, so
yeah. But
in your recently viewed section,
in our recently viewed section, mind you,
that's
yeah. I don't know what else. What other shows are?
You can probably search
genre shonen
kids.
Oh yeah, kids. That makes sense. Boruto. Yeah.
There you go. Boruto, Naruto, Next Generation.
I mean, Boruto's M. That's weird.
Wolf Children, Digimon, Dragon Ball. Oh, Dragon Ball is really... What? They must have they probably censored that because Dragon Ball had some like pretty outlandish parts.
Yeah.
It would be censored in America.
Yeah.
Because America... Well, everything's censored. All the animes, everything's censored in America. They censor everything. Cleavage, you know,
that's
swearing.
That's weird.
Just everything.
Yeah.
Astro Boy, the original.
Yeah, Astro Boy original, yeah. Jeez, 51 episodes.
I think there's a whole bunch of new ones as well.
Yeah.
Actually, not that much on here.
Yeah, some of these I wouldn't say is for kids. Like, I don't
Naruto,
think
I would say. I don't know. Sailor Moon, maybe. Sailor Moon, there was like a lesbian in there, right? They censored it out.
Oh, yeah, they were cousins.
Yep,
in
cousins.
They were cousins
or something.
There were also people who changed gender when they transformed.
Seems normal.
And they removed that, I'm pretty sure, on the dub. But anyway, yep, that was Digimon.
Yeah.
You have any other thoughts?
No.
Okay, you want to go play Dota or something that's not Digimon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And any more thoughts? So no more thoughts about
no.
Digimon? Who's your favourite?
No, I don't have a favourite.
You don't have a favourite? It's not Agumon?
No.
Right. Well, thank you for coming, and I will read the outro now.
Okay.
Okay, I will get out my phone and read the outro. And good, I have it open. How good am I? So thank you for listening.
No, go. I'm listening.
Thank you for listening. And the link dumps the link description. And as always, remember we watched Anime Lab. So if you wanted to watch the show with us, use Anime Lab or anything that has both Digimon Adventure and Digimon Adventure : Redbubble's link description. And you can get more than just shirts there too. You can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com. Or you can comment on this episode or message us on our website, lostintranslationmon.com. You can follow us at Translationmon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translation on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We have a Discord thread on with the Will, so you can chat with us there. And we'd appreciate any reviews to any podcast listening app or service that you use, and we'll read them out on the show. Well, I will, Brady probably won't.
Mm-hmm.
And you can donate to our Patreon, which linked in description, from as little as $1 a month. And that gets you access to an illicit Discord server, but there are higher levels for more rewards, notes, early episodes, and more.
Do I get free Patreon now? Is that?
Do you want me to... I'll transfer you all my money later on after
no,
on the
show.
No,
I know. I get access to the Patreon. Is that?
What do you mean? Do you want access?
I want the rewards.
You want the rewards. Do you want early episodes?
I want a shirt.
You want a shirt. Okay, I'll get you from Redbubble, I will get you a Lost in Translation 1 shirt. Anyway, so thank you to our supporters on Patreon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki 1 on YouTube, Stephen Reeves, who is Wildwick64 on Archive Our Own, Kaidawashi, Chisai, who you can follow on Tumblr, Chisai236, Kyle, Tom, Lizmet, who is Alekmon on Tumblr, Nicholas, Metal9mon, Sam, Spiral, Keith from a computer podcast on the internet, SilverheadFreak25, Magnus, and Lucas. And you can also make a donation on our PayPal, which you found in the description. It's paypal.me/airdramon. You can also donate to me on my Ko-fi account, ko-fi.com/Erdra. And is there anywhere they can find you, Brady?
What? Oh, no.
Yeah, Brady is invisible on the internet. He's probably the way to be. But yeah, so thank you for listening. And Brady, thank you for joining me.
Mm-hmm.
So I will see you guys next time. Bye.